Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
McKenzie goes in motion right side. Shotgun snap to Josh, looking to throw left. Nobody there. Rolls to his right. Looks downfield. And he fires it downfield into the end zone, and it is caught for the touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown Buffalo. Josh bought time as he rolled to his right and found Emmanuel Sanders all alone in the end zone for the 28-yard touchdown pass. Moss in the backfield, now the snap. Josh comes up throwing, fires, look to the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown Buffalo. It is Dawson Knox, went up high and brought it in for the Buffalo touchdown. A great pass by Josh Allen. Josh in shotgun. Takes the snap. Looks to his left. Looks. Nobody comes open. Josh rolls to his right. Takes a look. Going to keep it. He's going to run it in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen. Josh Allen from 2 yards out. Touchdown, Buffalo.
I just felt overall not every play is going to go for a touchdown. You know, there's good defenses. There's good teams in this league. And we all want it to be perfect. That's what we worked so hard for during the week, Josh included. But the reality of it is it's not always going to be perfect. And I think he really just played a little bit more free today and executed again at a high level, which I think there's give and take there with plays being called. Thought we were able to run the ball at times in there, which was good. And so it was a good moderation of things, if you will.
I just care so much about my teammates, and my biggest fear is letting them down. But if you look at today, our five up front, zero sacks. Dawson Knox makes an unbelievable catch for a touchdown. Emmanuel Sanders makes an unbelievable catch for a touchdown. Our defense, three turnovers, giving us really good field position. It was a complete team win today. It's easy when you got things rolling in your direction like that and getting into a rhythm early on when our guys make some plays. Dave was calling them up really well today.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout.
That went easier than I anticipated. A stress-free Bills game day is awesome.
You know, I'm not one to pat my own back here.
I thought it was going to be close.
I thought it'd be a blowout.
Did you?
I called interceptions for the safeties. I said throughout the weekend on pregame, you know, if Heineke's on the road and he misses high and he gets a little juiced up, I bet he throws some picks. He did. And, well, that's about it. And
that was easy.
That really wasn't that.
I didn't think it would be that easy. I really didn't. I was worried about their pass rush. Not a problem. You know, we spent 2 weeks talking about how, Josh doesn't seem right. He was okay yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he missed that first pass to Singletary, maybe a little too much mustard on it, and then unbelievable day after that. I thought Brian Daboll had a fabulous game plan yesterday. I think if you're Washington, you had to be so frustrated. I don't know what the average time to throw was. Maybe it wouldn't be that fast because, you know, Josh extends plays and he runs left and he runs right. But how many times did he just fire that ball out fast and there was just no way to get to him? When they did get pressure, he'd step around everybody and just kind of make guys miss. And I thought Daboll had a great game plan yesterday for Josh Allen to have success early, get into a groove, get into a rhythm. And, man, he was unbelievable yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, even when they made it 21-14, you're sitting there going, well, they can't stop the Bills' offense. So I don't know that anybody was worried when they went from 21-0 to 21-14. They just never had an answer. They never got to Allen. They couldn't get sacks. They didn't take the ball away. They couldn't cover receivers. And, you know, when you complete 74% of your passes, odds are you're having a good day.
Yeah, on the drive-in, I was thinking, as you lay this out, about how good the Bills were and what Washington... If you're the Washington football team 6 a.m. show right now, you turn on the mics, you say...
What are you going to do?
Right.
Right.
It's not about... You made a... I mean, Taylor Heinicke made some mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's his first road start. What about the defense? I mean, they're not good enough to stop a team like that.
And we knew that. I mean, their front four is the strength of that team. It's not the secondary. It's not the linebackers. And, you know, the linebackers and the DBs couldn't cover anybody.
Yep.
You know, they couldn't break up passes. They didn't get enough, you know, in the zone. Josh Allen picked them apart. Yeah, and if you're, like I said, yeah, if you're trying to think, I don't know why that Jets game, Mario Williams' first game comes to mind. Would it have been Sanchez back then getting the ball out? I mean, if you're Washington, their front four, I think you had to be really frustrated yesterday because the Bills negated the best part of Washington's defense by getting the ball out fast. You know, short to intermediate passes. Josh, get the ball, make a read, get it out really quickly. Bubble screens were very effective yesterday. That's why I thought Dable did a really good job because, A, that game plan negates their pass rush, which was the strength of their defense. B, high percentage passes. You build some confidence. Allen gets into a rhythm literally on the first drive of the game for them. I really loved everything Brian Dable did yesterday. They stayed with their bread and butter personnel. You get the ball to the guys who can make the plays for your offense. Beasley was Beasley yesterday. They had no way to stop him.
Yeah, they've got the running game going as well.
And it's efficient, right? Yeah. They don't have to run it more, but when you run it, be efficient. And Moss was good running the ball yesterday when they needed it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the people that want balance, I mean, when it looks like it did yesterday where the run game is successful, I guess it's easy to say, like, all right, I'll take that balance because whatever they did seemed to work. And whether that's Isaiah McKenzie had a carry technically, right? That one pass out to McKenzie that was a pass probably goes as a run because it was behind the line of scrimmage and it went backwards. But getting him involved, that felt like it had been missing also, right? McKenzie's back returning kicks now, and especially in the red zone, he's been a player that part of this offense. I've always liked how they sprinkle him in. Now maybe he's had some injuries, some nicks here and there, but you know, he's a part of the game plan. Sanders it's probably the Emmanuel Sanders.
Like, oh, yeah.
He didn't like dominate the game, but he has shown through 3 weeks that any concern about Sanders fitting in or chemistry. I mean, he and Allen didn't hook up in week one, and he had a drop in week one, a tough catch that he didn't make.
But they left some plays out.
They did.
Sanders,
they did
through the first two games.
He fits.
He's good.
He fits just fine.
Yeah, he's good. He's a deep threat. You know that
he's a pro's pro is what he is. Like that's the kind of player that the Bills over the next however many years. You know, sometimes we talk about a single game. Sometimes we talk about what they might be for the next decade. They should find six of him over the next 10 years, where even he said, he's like, I'm just here to win a thing and get out of here.
And go sit on a beach.
Go
somewhere.
Sit on the beach. He said, you guys can stay where it's cold. I'm here to win, which is great. And finding guys like that once you're a good team, you know, whether it's New England or Green Bay or, you know, teams along the way that are good, find those guys. And for the Bills to get Sanders, you know, it was on the pregame show, Nate asked me if they missed John Brown. And I thought, I don't know if they missed John Brown, but they missed what John Brown did for the offense. And they also missed it when they had John Brown because he was hurt so often. And here Sanders shows up and like, okay, they missed exactly that. And now it's back. And, I mean, everything went great for them yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it was an easy win. It really was. And I was just looking up some numbers. The nice thing about the Bills, and, you know, they're 2-1. They've had, what, I think 10 offensive touchdowns in the last two games. And guess what? Diggs hasn't even had a big game yet. Like, I'm looking at Stephon Diggs' numbers. Through three games, 19 catches, 191 yards, one touchdown. You know, not huge numbers like last year for a guy who led the league in receiving, and yet 10 touchdowns the last two games, and the offense was rolling yesterday. And that's, again, without Stephon Diggs eating anybody up in terms of the passing game. And Sanders was good, and Beasley was great. Dawson Knox is off to a really good start. I mean, they don't throw to the tight end a lot, but when they throw to Knox, he's been really good. He's been holding on to the ball. He's been consistent through the first three games. That was a fabulous touchdown catch by him yesterday. That's a really hard catch. It's a nice throw by Josh. It's not getting picked off. But what a grab to get up there, to hold on to the ball, to hold on during contact to the field, to get the feet in. So when, you know, when they need something from him, he's been very good so far this season. I can't say enough. I just thought, you know, whatever issues you might have been worried about, they tried some deep shots yesterday. They hit one to Sanders. They tried, a couple to Diggs, didn't hit on either one, but I think he was actually tackled early on one of the – probably should have been a defensive pass interference on one of the throws to Diggs. But
just enough of him to make him not catch that.
Yeah, I think so. But whatever, it was an easy win. It's what you needed. You didn't want to have to stress out. You beat a team that you're better than, and Josh looked good. Josh looked really, really good throughout the entire game. A lot of things to love about the game plan. They were still aggressive before halftime. You know, they went downfield less than a minute on the clock and got another 3 points.
Let me tell you how much I love that.
Yeah,
because
they were playing to try and get the ball back before the break. They did, and boom, right downfield. Nice drive.
What would they do against the Chiefs?
Got to do the same thing.
What would they have done against the Steelers?
Yeah.
And then the Steelers, do they not do that because they're afraid of a sack maybe? Like right. When we watched them play the first game and thought, we need to see the Bills again. Where did the Bills go? It's that. It's how much time was there?
37-ish, I think.
Because sometimes, you know, Bills teams of old, there'd be a minute 10 and they'd kneel it out and we'd think, I mean, I can't believe you're just giving up this chance for points. 37, they're far enough back in 37. I thought, they're going to go.
26,
thank you.
They're on their own 20.
Thank you, perfect.
With 26 seconds left, they did have all three timeouts, but 26 seconds.
If you kneel there, you're a lot of teams kneel there, right? I bet that the Washington football team kneels in that scenario and says, like, all right.
And they're getting the ball to start the third quarter.
Yes. Okay, see you later. Let's get out of here. Right. 26 seconds. The Bills have the kind of offense that, of course, can go down the field in that spot. Last night in the Sunday night game, Aaron Rodgers, you left too much time.
Yeah, well, I think that was 37.
37,
seconds.
Okay. Yeah. You left too much time. And the Bills have an offense where, you know, when you do that consistently, when you're playing against another team, how many times will we hear it down the line in playoff games, whatever, against the Chiefs, the Titans, the Colts, down the scale? Uh-oh, you might have left too much time for Josh Allen. So to get from where they did to, and I mean, drives like that matter a lot to me because they say that you're sharp, your coaching staff is on it and sharp, the calls, right? They get into field goal range with 6 seconds left, and they think, we can get a little
more.
Yeah,
they squeeze one more play.
One more chunk.
Yeah.
And every time that a team plays it like that, I think I was really, really happy about that drive because it's about, A, going for it, succeeding, and the one more chunk to me is even more important because, all right, 6 seconds, we have one timeout. We can get a completion and a stoppage in less than 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's how sharp we're running today.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, Allen was 4-for-4 on the drive. And look, if you were concerned at 21-14, you know, they get the screen pass, McKenzie doesn't handle, the kickoff goes short, McKenzie doesn't get to it. If you were worried at 21-14, what happened? They come back, they get a field goal, 24-14, get the stop, get the ball with 20 seconds left, 26 seconds, go downfield, and just like that, it's now 27-14. And really, if you didn't think the game was over at that point, it was when they scored their touchdown to start the third quarter. They get the stop right away, and then this great 17-play, 8-plus-minute drive. Josh is 9 of 10. I mean, that was a thing of beauty to watch. It was not, if this was not a 4-play, 80-yard passing game type of game for Josh, but you know, he was so accurate and he had good zip on his passes. The second touchdown to Sanders was a bullet to the back of the end zone. We mentioned the throw to Knox. It's a tough catch for him, but it's where it needed to be. I just thought he seemed to have some good velocity on his passes when there needed to be touch. The deep ball to Sanders, the 41 yard, was perfectly placed with just the right touch. Whereas the first 2 weeks we're saying, well, you know, sometimes there's a little too much loft on the ball. I thought, you know, the throws he made yesterday, there weren't many bad throws yesterday, you know? There weren't a lot of incompleted passes, and a couple that were incomplete were probably pass interference. The one on Diggs, Beasley had 13 targets and 11 catches yesterday, and on one of the incompletions, he was held. I mean, it was just Allen was on target that much yesterday.
Did the Washington football team get their hands on one football? Like even
that's what I'm saying.
Even even a batted ball. Did they touch the foot?
They would have broken up
a couple times.
Yeah, Right? There were a couple breakups.
There was
right?
the one play right at the goal line where Beasley, it was a perfectly thrown ball by Josh Allen, but the defender just got a hand in there and knocked it
out. I think that was
St.
Just at the goal. He reached around.
It was a beautiful defended play. Like, there's nothing really you could do about that.
Right.
So they go home and say, well, we touched the ball once or twice. I got a hand on one of them.
Yeah, I thought, like I said, I think they had to be frustrated. You know, it's funny. We remember talking about watching the Giants-Washington game, and Daniel Jones had a big day running the ball, the Giants quarterback. And I thought, boy, Josh could really eat this team up. But they didn't have to. They even said, I think, on the telecast that the Washington coaches might have spent so much time worrying about Josh Allen's legs that they kind of realized, he's not really beating us running the ball. He's helping extend plays as he always does to the right, to the left, and makes a throw on the run. But his legs were about that. I just think, as I said, I just thought I loved what Dable did. I think if you're the defensive coordinator for Washington yesterday, at some point, if you're upstairs in the booth, you would have just thrown your arms up in the air and go, what the heck are we supposed to do? I mean, it was that kind of day for the Bills. There was just no way to stop the offense with what they were doing yesterday.
And while that's all happening, the Chiefs lose.
Yeah, and Baltimore should have lost, by the way. But whatever, the Chiefs lost.
The Chiefs lose. Baltimore looks unimpressive.
In Detroit, right.
Then again, maybe Detroit is a little scrappier because they were close against San Francisco.
It was garbage touchdowns.
They stayed close, late.
Yeah.
All right, maybe they're not total trash.
They
scored against the Packers, right?
But I don't know, Baltimore's coming off their big win over Kansas City.
Letdown game. And they still won.
They won, but they shouldn't have. Because they missed a delay game penalty, which we can get to as well. Yeah, the Kansas City game, the nice thing about that was, the Bills game was decided, obviously. So I was able to go over to the red zone and watch the end of the Chargers-Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes couldn't pull out a game for once.
Yeah.
And the Chargers, I thought there was some good coaching from Brandon Staley, and then I thought there was a little questionable coaching from Brandon Staley, essentially giving Mahomes the ball back after a touchdown. But he was aggressive. He had a 4th and 9 in a tie game in field goal range, and he went for the first down. That's what you have to do against Kansas City. Now, again, he extends the drive, and he goes for a touchdown when I think you probably should have just kneeled down, run the clock down, and kicked a chippy field goal. But 4th and 9 with a chance to kick a field goal to go up 3. Wait a minute. Let's not do this. Let's keep the ball. Try and take more. And he converted a 4th and 9. It was a really gutsy call on his part.
Yeah, the Chiefs are in last place in their division.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. They have a bit of a break this week.
The next few weeks aren't bad. It's the mid portion of their schedule that really gets bonkers.
Yeah, so they'll play Washington. Hold on. Let me go this week because I'm just rolling through their schedule.
I got it right here.
The race for the 1 seed.
They play the Eagles next, then the Bills. They play like 3 NFC East teams in the next 5 weeks.
They also play the Titans right after the Bills.
But then look at the stretch after the Giants game.
Packers, right? The Packers are in there. They play the Packers. They play the Raiders, who are having a good season, right? I still don't think they're very good. Then they play the Cowboys, who will play tonight. I think the Cowboys they can go toe-to-toe. They can go punch-for-punch with the Chiefs because the Chiefs' defense is not playing well. Chiefs play the Broncos for the first. I almost wanted to call the Bills the favorite for the 1 seed right now.
Either them or Cleveland.
Yeah.
And if they think the Browns are just quietly there while everybody else in the AFC. The Baltimore Ravens are beat up, but they found a way to win the game yesterday. And we said it. The Chiefs are in a tough division. The Chargers are good. The Chargers are a much better coached team now, and they're good. If they can keep a couple of their key defensive players healthy, Herbert had a game and a half yesterday in Kansas City against Mahomes and the defending AFC champs.
And that's
a hell of a performance.
That's the next step for Allen.
Yeah,
now,
Herbert threw 4 touchdown passes.
281, 4 touchdowns.
Right.
You go for 281 and 4 touchdowns. Will you win if you do that? I think maybe.
Yeah, you got a good shot at it. Well, I mean, you'd be doing much better than you did the last 2 games you played against Kansas City.
But the Bills, like you said, maybe Cleveland, who their style of play is like 1992. They run and play defense, and they're having a good start to the season. They had the Chiefs beat and lost. If they don't blow that game, are the Chiefs 0-3? So Kansas City is definitely feeling like something's not right with them. And just the 1 seed. Maybe saying the Bills are the favorite is going too far, because maybe the best way to say it is just, I bet Kansas City doesn't get it.
They have a tough
based
schedule.
Based on already being 1-2, already having a loss in the AFC to the Chargers, and a loss in the AFC to the Ravens, I bet they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the Bills. Maybe it's the Browns.
Maybe it's Baltimore. Who knows?
Maybe.
But I think Cleveland is a better team right now than the Ravens.
Yeah. But the Bills' schedule is very nice by comparison to both the Ravens and the Chiefs. I mean, if they beat the Chiefs in 2 weeks, don't look by Houston. I'm looking by Houston.
Yeah, looking by Houston. Really, that game should not be. I mean, they're a 17-point favorite, for goodness sake. I mean, you get a break. You're in the run of backup quarterbacks, which is really nice. They don't have to look past Houston. I can look past Houston. I'm not a player. They should crush Houston. What's Davis Mills going to do against this team?
No, nothing. Sam in Pennsylvania writes in, can we also, at some point today, take a minute to appreciate how terrible the Patriots are?
Yeah.
You know what, Sam? Yes, we can.
We could take more than a minute if you'd like.
Yes, we can.
I love reading the tweets from the Patriots media. After I think Mac Jones threw a pick six, and the offense was booed off the field.
I thought he was Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know. That's why I love the. I mean, first off, the idea of Patriots fans booing, come on.
You
shouldn't be allowed to boo for the rest of your lives.
You love to see it.
I mean, come on.
It's great. Honestly, it's great.
And then Brady's in there next. Oh, I hope he blows them out.
It's so great for them to boo, because what that means is the people that go there and boo, they care.
Uh-huh.
Even we would say, how could you boo? You have so many wins.
They had 20 years of dominating the league.
I know, but they don't care about that. They still care and they boo, which means they are angry and mad and miserable, and we should love
that. That's true.
That.
I didn't look at it that way.
If they were just quiet and be like, meh, then that should bother me.
Okay. I thought the opposite. I'm thinking, you're booing? You have no misery. What are you booing about,
for God's sakes? If you see someone burning a Belichick hoodie, I know the reaction should be, this person's insane. But the reaction should also be, they're legitimately mad.
Yeah.
This is great.
I cannot believe they're booing. That's so their offense stinks. I mean, this division, I think I told you I thought the division might still be in play in December.
Nope.
Maybe not.
Nope.
This thing could be over before Thanksgiving. There are three bad off. Although, you know what? Brissett was better than I thought he was going to be yesterday against the Raiders. He actually was good, but the problem with Miami's offense with Brissett, it's all short passes. Mm-hmm. He averaged 4.4 yards per attempt yesterday.
Jalen Waddle had 12 catches for
58 yards.
That is gross.
Will Fuller, the deep threat, averaged 6 yards a catch yesterday. So there are three bad offenses in this division. The Jets, So, I mean, between Zach Wilson and the Jets, Tua is out at least, two more games? He's on injured reserve. And Mac Jones threw three picks. There are three really bad offensive teams in this division. This thing could be over by Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You know, knock on wood, no major injury issues. The AFC East is bad outside of Buffalo.
Just showing the highlights of the Chiefs-Chargers. That's a bad interception from Mahomes.
Oh, the one they just showed the one on the...
Yeah, when it's tied.
The drive before LA.
You have the ball
as the
Chiefs tied.
He just heaved it up
with
there.
2 minutes left. You're expecting to win.
Yeah, it was a penalty. That's right. It was not a 4th-and-9 completion. It was a pass interference that kept the drive going. But he was going for it on 4th-and-9 in field goal range. And I thought, that took guts. I just didn't like the idea of going for the touchdown from the 4-yard line. Just kneel down, make them use their last time out, run the clock down, don't even give the ball to Mahomes. Maybe, you know what, Staley probably has Herbert on his fantasy team.
Right.
So he went for the touchdown. But they put Mahomes back out on the field, and he couldn't pull off the comeback yesterday. That's a really impressive win for the Chargers. Really
yes, it
good
is.
Win. Nice. All right, it is Bills Football Monday. Hey, we'll remind you once again that after a win, an easy win, it's still okay to call. Even if you don't have anything to, complain about, not very many arrows down in the arrow up, arrow down column for Sal. But if you don't have anything was negative from the game, it's still okay to call. 803-0550, you can talk about Josh Allen and his day yesterday. He was on. We can talk. We'll get into some other aspects of the game. Brian Daboll's game plan and all this other neat stuff. We can talk about the AFC race with the Chiefs losing. Phone lines are always open, and we love hearing from you. So dial us up, and let's talk about what you took away from yesterday's win over the Washington football team. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. It is Bills Football Monday on WGR. It is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
In the shotgun, Heinicke gets the snap. Back to throw, plants his foot, dodges traffic, fires a strike downfield. It is caught at the 45-yard line. It is Logan Thomas, spins away from a couple of Bills, and the ball comes out, loose ball. Looks like it's recovered by the Bills at the Buffalo 48-yard line. It is Buffalo ball recovered by Matt Milano.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Given the way that I play and the type of offense that we have, where sometimes our scramble plays are built in almost. At any point during any play, any guy can get the ball. And I think everybody on this team knows that. So they're constantly fighting to get open, and they know if they're not open right away, the ball could still come to you. So we don't really practice it too much, but guys just know. We have this feeling, and they've been around it enough where they just know how to find ways to get open.
Congratulations to Josh Allen, by the way. Hit 100 career TD passes in the win over WFT yesterday.
Oh, the same day that Lewis Hamilton won his 100th Grand Prix.
That's probably why Josh did that. He probably synced it up with Hamilton so they'd both hit the 100s.
5 seconds. What a race.
5 seconds? That's all we're getting? I know it's Football Monday.
Football Monday. What
then
a race.
Give me some time tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Can I add bleeping to your comment?
Sure.
Okay. 803-0550, getting some calls here. We got phone lines open. Bills fans, what's your takeaway from the win over Washington yesterday? You can let us know. Bills Football Monday. We will get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Justin tweeted in his takeaways. 1, Josh Allen's performance. 2, Emmanuel Sanders' rise. 3, the defense still looking strong. 4, a blowout for the second week in a row. I like blowouts. Then I don't have to yell and scream in my little bunker downstairs. So that's cool, too. Steve in Amherst, you're on WGR on Bills Football Monday. Go right ahead.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
A few things. First thing I want to say is I liked how before half they marched it down to get another score. That's what they need to do is keep their foot on the gas. They can't let off. That's how they win. Sanders had a game. He had an awesome day. And what I would have liked to see, and I was wondering what your thoughts were, is when they pulled Allen out and put Mitch in, why didn't they march back down again and let Mitch get his touchdown? I think that would have been a great boost for everybody. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys got to say. Thanks a lot.
I'm not going to lie. By the time Trubisky was in, I was watching Red Zone full time. What did he do? Did he just hand the ball off, basically?
Yeah, he had a big run.
He had a scramble, yeah.
I mean, I wanted to see Chargers, Chiefs, and what was going on in Detroit with Baltimore.
At that point, it is pretty late in the game. 5:21 to go, the Bills get the ball, and, you know, it's handoffs for the most part. Moss,
right.
Short pass to Tommy Sweeney, scramble. You're at the Washington 38 with 2:30 to go. The two-minute warning hits. So I would say I understand what your point is. You want to – why not? Like, let's get some work here. Two-minute drill, up 22
right.
At home.
Game's
against
over.
Maybe not your mentor, but someone you – you're playing
that.
Ron Rivera.
Maybe like,
I'm not out here to
50
make
– against
right.
Him.
Yeah. I don't want to drop a 50-burger on Ron Rivera with my backup quarterback.
Yeah, I think honestly, I as I said, I had turned the game off at that point, but I would not have had a problem. I would not have been sitting there going, get to 50, let Trubisky get a touchdown. I mean, guys felt good about the day. It went extremely well. I'm sure everybody was very happy, and I would not have been thinking, let Trubisky have a touchdown or air it out or any of that stuff. I would not surprised he would have just run the ball, try not to get anybody hurt, get off the field, take the win, and move on to Houston. So it was a good day. It was a really good day. Look, the defense, I mean, Heinicke made some bad passes. The defense, I know they didn't get what? Did they get any sacks of Heinicke yesterday? They didn't really
able. He can move.
Yeah, they weren't really able to get to him. He did move around. He made some bad decisions. He threw some balls into traffic. I thought the defense played well. That's three straight games where the other team's running game has done really next to nothing. Thought I did not see if Trey White shadowed McLaurin. It sounds like he was mostly on McLaurin based on Sal's column. And McLaurin had like one big catch, but really didn't do much of anything. So the pass D was good. The run D was good. They took the ball away. The safeties were, you know, Poyer and Hyde. They're fantastic at the back of the defense. It really was a good day all around. There were, you know, in terms of just the kickoff that wasn't covered and the Gibson screen pass was really about it. If you're looking for anything that didn't go well yesterday, those are probably the only two moments. I mean, it was a don't break a sweat, easy route game yesterday.
I was just looking at, I want to do the run pass breakdown when the score is 21 to nothing. How many runs and passes did the Bills go? Because, you know, you're going to hear, I think, plenty about how, well, the balance is back. Because the Pittsburgh game, it was about empty sets and how often they ran empty where you're not even threatening to run. The Bills have not been running that as much, right? They're back.
Last two games is mostly 11%.
Exactly. They're back to who they are. The first drive, pass, run, pass, 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 scramble, run on fourth down, get stopped.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like.
Wait, no, wasn't that a pass to Singletary? The fourth
and two? Oh, you're right.
It was a pass.
Okay, it was
a
pass.
Yeah, it was a pass just a little
short
of the sticks.
So your first drive had one run play.
Yeah.
And you got all the way down the field. The second drive, touchdown. Oh, I'm sorry. I already missed one. There's so many touchdown drives, I missed them.
It's their first drive.
Singletary, no gain. Allen, pass. Allen, scramble, which is a passing play. Pass.
Yep.
One run. Your first two drives, you've run it twice.
Yeah.
And you're just matriculating, down the field.
Matriculating down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They finally started to run the ball a little more on the drive that got them to 14-0. 8 plays, 52 yards. Singletary, twice.
Moss had 3 runs on that
Yes,
drive.
He did.
But they even threw to him twice.
They did. So that's the drive you get the most runs on. And then Moss runs it in from 7 yards, or catches it from 7 yards out. You know, this team, Singletary's good, Moss is good, Breed is a non-factor right now, of course.
Yeah, he was inactive yesterday.
I think Moss is their best running back. And leading into the preseason, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, who's the number one? And Sal's talked about, and he's been right, that it looks like Singletary is the guy. Coming out of camp, Singletary's the guy. Moss was a healthy scratch in the opener. And last week, Moss shows up and reestablishes that he's good. And then this week, I guess the difference for me is there are runs sometimes that Singletary makes into contact, and I'll think, Moss would have got more there. And I don't know that I think when they get room that Singletary would definitely get more than Moss. Because they both make guys miss, and Singletary makes incredible cuts. Like, Chris Trapasso did a breakdown of his run game from last week against Miami, and there's some really good stuff. Like, Singletary, I'm not saying he's not good. I think Moss is a little better in the passing game, and the power and the ability to run through contact, I think it puts him up ahead. I think he's the Bills' best running back.
I think, I'm not sure, it was one of the drives you were looking at. I'm trying to remember. It doesn't matter. It was a touchdown drive, and Moss had like five touches. I mean, I thought he was really effective on that drive. It was the one where he ran three times. He had the touchdown catch on that drive. It's like a 50-something-yard drive, and most of the yards were Zach Moss.
Yeah, a pass, a 17-yard pass to Moss, off tackle, and went right tackle for 4 yards after that, then left side for 8 yards, throw to Beasley, Moss for two on a run, and then Moss on the pass.
That was a nice – it was like, hey, Zach Moss, this is your drive. And he came, again, not like breathtaking runs or chunk plays, but a little bit here, a little bit there. And at the end of the drive, he has 40 of their 52 yards and catches a touchdown pass. Yeah. An easy touchdown. He's wide open at the five. And another, by the way, another nice play. Josh Allen is flushed out of the pocket. I can't remember which guy it was. I don't remember if it was Chase Young or not. Anyway, Josh is flushed out of the pocket. He rolls to his right. And Zach Moss is waiting for the ball at the 5 yard line for an easy touchdown catch. Josh just had, again, that kind of day where whether he was in the pocket, whether he had to leave the pocket, whether he climbed the pocket, he was just on throughout the course of the day. It was fun to watch. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. I'm just looking at a tweet from Ben Volen, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He tweeted out the AFC East standings, and his tweet says, AFC East, they are who we thought they were. With the Bills, of course, leading at 2-1, and Miami and the Patriots at 1-2, and the Jets at 0-3. Grab a line, Jonas. We got phone lines open. Bills fans, we want to hear from you. They won. You didn't even have to break a sweat yesterday. You can talk about your takeaways from the win over Washington. It is Football Monday on WGR. I'm sure you're already smiling, but maybe we can make it a bigger smile for you with WGR and Crosby's. You'll always be ready for game day with Crosby's mobile app. Download it today.
Taylor Heinicke in his fourth NFL start takes the shotgun snap. Pocket collapsing around him. Can't get rid of it. Now he does. Picked off. Intercepted by Poyer at the 40, the 30. And he gets hit from behind and dropped at about the 17-yard line. Intended for Terry McLaurin. Heinicke just put it up for grabs. And there was Jordan Poyer to make the interception.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bill, the Bucks are next on the schedule. What kind of challenge do they pose next week in the return of Tom Brady?
Yeah, well, obviously they're a good team. You know, right now we're just focused on New Orleans and look at the film, make corrections on that, and then we'll move on.
Thank you, football gods. I need New England to be bad for a while.
What's the spread in that game?
I have not seen it yet. You want to look it up real quick?
I'll get it.
It's probably more than. I would guess it's more than the Bills and Texans.
No. 17? More than? Really?
I bet it's.
No, it's less. I'm going to go 13. No,
I was going to say 12.
13 and a half?
Yeah. Maybe.
13
I forgot
and a half.
That it was 17. Okay. That's a stretch.
Someone needs to do a little research. Anybody recall the Bills? Last time the Bills would have been a 17-point favorite over anybody?
They were a 17-point underdog against Minnesota.
Right.
Okay, should we mortgage all of our everything?
I mean, Brady's going to destroy them.
I'm seeing the Bucs at -5.5.
Oh, you're kidding me! 5.5?
There's no world where he's not dropping 35 on them.
You know he's going to Arians and saying, we're passing the ball 50 times.
5.5.
That defense against Mac Jones?
It's 5.5.
Why is it so low? You got to be kidding me. By the way, I love the tweets from some of the Patriots media yesterday pointing out, you know, they've been 1-2 under Belichick before and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Is anything different from those 1-2 teams? Is anything... I believe if you cover the Patriots, you cannot put any stats out referring to the 20 years with Brady and comparing now to then. I don't care what the stat is. You can't do it.
Quick around-the-league quarterback report, if you want to do that, just because you're talking about Mac Jones.
You want the around-the-league sponsor?
Yeah, let's do that. A little around-the-league stuff.
Around-the-league in a dash, brought to you by Dash's Market. Shop the family of finer foods, Dash's Market.
Okay. The Steelers should maybe bench Roethlisberger.
He's terrible.
He attempted 21 passes in the first half and had 92 yards.
Sweet.
Against the Bengals.
And they still have no running game. They're trying to run Najee Harris. It's not going anywhere.
The Steelers are toast.
Yeah.
They
lost at home to the Bengals.
Yep. It's the first home loss to the Bengals since 2015. The first double-digit home loss to the Bengals since 1995. It's also Joe Burrow's first road win.
Nice for him. Yeah, well, it doesn't hurt not having T.J. Watt to worry about if you're the Bengals.
And Deontay Johnson was out.
Yep. And you still look at Alex Highsmith was out. I mean, you might wonder, like, how the hell did the Bills lose to these guys? Because their defense was, well, it had some key guys playing that day, and now it's just been wrecked by injuries.
It's a little bit of, wow, what a bad loss. A little bit of, wow, I guess that's any given Sunday, because if they played again, I mean, whatever.
They would beat Pittsburgh.
The rookie quarterbacks don't look good.
Oh, my goodness.
No, nobody looks good right now.
I watched a little bit of the Jets game. I mean, it's a chore for Zach Wilson to complete a pass.
He looks terrible.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence, not good.
No, he's making bad decisions, too.
Really bad decisions.
7 picks, I think, in 3 games
for
him?
He might break.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields had no prayer yesterday. Sacked 9 times, net passing yards of 1.
Remember how their offense looked in the preseason game against the Bills?
Yep.
That's probably what it is right now.
Oof. Trey Lance did get a little bit of action. He had a touchdown.
He got in, right? Right before halftime, I think, last night?
Yes. Not a lot, though. They're still not giving him the ball that much.
Right.
I mean, Garoppolo, I guess, is much more serviceable than anybody the other teams have.
And Mac Jones is not, I don't care what his completion percentage is. They're not generating points. And actually, he wasn't turning the ball over that much until yesterday. And then he had 3 interceptions, and they booed the offense off the field. This is awesome.
The rookies are bad.
Tim tweeted in, Brady's going to destroy the Pats. It's nice to see the Pats look like crap and their fans booing is a wonderful sound.
I mean,
they'll be 1-3.
I can't believe the 5.5.
I don't know why it's so low. What do the odds makers know?
I don't know.
I mean, is Brady going to be nervous or something? Or do they know so much about Brady they'll be able to defend him?
Also, Tampa loses the unstoppable tag, and that goes right to the Rams.
Yeah, that's Stafford
look great. They look unstoppable.
Yeah.
He looks tremendous. And should anybody be surprised?
No, not with Sean McVay running the operation. How many times? I mean, even Troy Aikman said it. Was it? No, who had that game? Was that Buck and Aikman, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he said something about how, basically this guy's not Goff. And like Sean McVay can actually run the offense he wants to run without worrying about limitations of his quarterback.
Yep. And an incredible talent removed from a derelict organization placed somewhere that knows how to utilize those talents can blossom.
Sorry, I was just thinking about Jack Eichel as you were saying that.
Huh?
No. Sorry, that's I have no idea what I was talking about. All right, Sal's on the way. It is Bills Football Monday. Hey, let's go. You had your coffee. You can call us up. Let's talk about the win over Washington. A lot of good things to pull from it. What are some of your takeaways from the game? You want to talk about that? The division? Because the other three teams have horrible offenses. Kansas City lost. Big news in the AFC yesterday. At home to the Chargers. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Talking about our mental health has the power to save lives. And we witnessed that firsthand last week with Odyssey's I'm Listening Mental Health Special. Carson Daly and a cast of generous guests shared some personal stories and tips for coping. If you missed the special or you want to hear it again, it's on the Odyssey app. Odyssey.com right now. You are not alone. You can hear I'm Listening right now on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.